Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yeah, man. Someone made a charge to my card account, and I haven't approved any of that for $56.95. Is it possible for you to tell me who did that?
I can take a look at your account for you.
Okay.
What is your first, what's your zip code?
32720.
32720?
Yes.
Your name, please?
Jovino Velasquez.
Your address?
347 Heritage States Lane, DeLand, Florida.
Okay. What is that address?
347 Heritage States Lane.
Okay.
DeLand, Florida.
I see where you completed a survey with Costco or Amazon, and on March 2nd, you had a tablet shipped to you where you paid the $7.95 shipping and handling.
I haven't received anything. Another. What is it that you sell?
You have a tablet being sent out to you.
I'm sorry?
You have a tablet being shipped to you?
No, I haven't ordered that. Did that come from the land, Florida, from here?
Repeat that for me.
Was that purchase made from here, from the land, Florida?
Yes.
And is there any way to find out who did it? Did they give any name?
It has your name on there. It has your email is jvelazquez39@att.net.
Yeah, that's my email address. But I haven't made any purchases. I very seldom make any purchases. I'm 83 years old, and I'm living on fixed income, and I don't order anything.
You don't recall placing the order?
No, I didn't place any orders. Someone must have gotten my information and ordered that.
Okay, and you don't recall doing a survey with Costco or Amazon?
No.
Okay, give me 1 second.
And this is not the first time, they intended that someone tried to charge $588 from a different address, but the bank called me immediately. I said, no, I haven't ordered that. And they put a stop to that.
Okay. So we do take credit card fraud very serious, and we do penalize anyone who use your information without your authorization. So we'll go ahead and start the investigation, and the police department will run the IP address, and that'll give us the location from where the person was when that order was submitted. Just bear with me while I cancel your account, and we'll get that investigation started.
I'm gonna call my bank and tell them to change my credit card number.
Have you had anyone in your household that could have placed the order?
The only one living with me is my wife and my sister. My sister is 81 years old. She doesn't know how to purchase on with the mobile, and my wife doesn't either. I mean, yes, and she's been real sick. She has fallen several times. She got COVID, nearly died. So she doesn't do that. I'm not sure what happened.
Okay. Okay, so I went ahead and got everything canceled out for you. This was not any further activity. I'm going to issue that refund back to you while we're doing the investigation. So you'll see that courtesy refund for $56.95 back into your account within approximately 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer care. Is there anything else for you?
No, that's it. Thank you.